And the driver of that car fell asleep.
Gosh.
Because apparently there were no brake marks on the road at all. Mm-hmm. Just swerved off onto the hard shoulder.
There, you know, we know because of.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't a nasty accident happening to us? Holiday, you know, 40 hotels, the one in Woodbridge that I was telling you about, 147. And he said it includes dinner, bed and breakfast.
Hmm?
Dinner, bed and breakfast.
Is it?
Well, and that one does, so I should think. And it says from 1, 2, 3 per person, dinner, bed and breakfast. 3 to 7. For the 31st of March and get 5 nights for the price of 3 from an incredible price of £123 per person.
£123?
Well, that is sort of for some of them.
So. Yeah.
They've got 5 nights accommodation in twin, double or single room with private bathroom, colour TV and tea and cup making facilities. Full traditional breakfast each morning, 3-course tabletop dinner with coffee each evening, wrap and service, that's what it includes. But for Woodbridge, the Crown of Woodbridge, it's 147. For 1, 2, 3, you could go to 40, wherever that might be, Boston, which is the new church, Coventry, Durham, Exmoor, Barnstable, Great Dunmow, which is Essex, Stansted, Liverpool, Llanelli, Llangollen, London, Maidstone, Parkgate, Chester, Grove Mountain, the 1, 2, 3, 5 nights.
Well.
A lot, isn't it? Hotel, booking subject to availability with a limited number of rooms available at these promotional rates. All details correct and application offer valid from the 23rd of February to the 31st of March. Prices are per adult on a dinner bed and breakfast basis.
Which is Wednesday. They see. What that is. You see, on Wednesday the 4th, that's Ash Wednesday, I've got chess and we're reading, and I'm reading, and we're doing coffee. No, we're not, not that Wednesday, because that's the Wednesday before we're doing, but I'm reading. But we could go away sort of 2:30 time on the Wednesday. And that would give us, you see, Victoria's not coming in that week. And you know, I mean, I can scrub some of them for a couple of days, a couple of nights. We can leave Wednesday.
And we'd have Thursday.
Well, no, I said, because if we had Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, we'd come back on the Monday. And that would solve any problems of sort of putting up, wouldn't it? Make a break. Well, gracious me, we don't do much, do we? So I ring them up.
It doesn't give addresses for the hotels. Oh, they're called now on. That's what it, that'll be the central. Or see your agent. Or see Tony tomorrow, because presumably you get a bit of commission.
I was going to do that, couldn't I? Especially as I went in and he gave me those brochures. Yeah, I'll do that. We're going to see Tony.
Well, it might mean that he gets
it. Well, that's right. Of course, the crown was in that brooch. I wonder where those brooches were. Did they go upstairs? Did I have them upstairs?
Well, I don't know where
yes, they are here, getaway brakes. Open fires November to February. Free car park. Well, I think that'll keep me going for a little while.
I've left you.
No, it's all right. No, I've done it. I think I better put the car in the garage because I think Steve looks as if he's going to be cleaning Gavin's go-kart. Morning, Steve. Yep. Isn't it mild? Incredible. I mean, it's just a different life, isn't it?
Trying to heat up one night, I think it's going to be cold in the morning.
I know.
Boiling, yeah.
Oh, I see. So you're making the most of his absence, are you?
That's right, yeah. I've got to get it cleaned up now. Until we start racing again.
When do you start racing again?
March the 8th.
March the 8th? As good as that?
Yeah, I've got to make a start.
Yeah. I suppose he'll be sort of
so.
On his way into Germany now,
yeah,
I suppose.
No,
they don't. They travel. Yeah. I mean, he would have... You see, it's about... well, it's 200 miles to the border from Calais to... where is it? Near Aachen, where they cross the border. That's about 200 miles. And then, you know, by the time they've gone through, they'll sort of be well down into... sort of Stuttgart way, I think. That sort of area, probably. And there's service stations on the motorway, you see, where you can stop for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have a couple of hours or an hour break there, probably. And then they'll journey on. Where's it going? Kitzbühel. So they'll probably go down to Munich and then drop down on the motorway from Munich. Because the motorway goes through, what's the name of the place? Wörli. I think it is. Urgle? No. Something like that, anyway. And then it's not far from there, from Kitzbühel, you know, sort of off of track, so...
Trip,
I bet, or they'll go through to Salzburg, and then come off the motorway there. I don't know which one, you know, but it's that sort of area. It's a fair old trip, yeah, as you say. I mean, it's... From here, it's 900, at least 900 miles. You know, it's about 250 to Dover, isn't it? And then you've got about, you know, you've got 600 to 700 miles the other side. I know. You know, I sometimes wonder when you go by plane and you get all the hoo-ha at the airport and you get fog delay and you delay, get delayed here and delayed there. I think, why on earth do you bother to go by train? Go by plane. But when you go back coach, you realise why you go by plane, you know. Because we went to Interlaken the year before last. Was it year before last? No. I don't know when we went on the coach to Manor Farm campsite. You know, and it's a long old haul. You know, you sleep in the, you sort of have a night sleeping in the coach while it's travelling, but it's never the same, you see. It isn't until, the only time we did had a smashing journey, we went with, what's the name of the local firm from Plymouth? No, Trathans. We went with Trathans one year, the first year, in fact, we went with Trathans, and that was super, because when we got to the other side, sort of, it was then about 10 o'clock, he said, well, if there's enough people want it, we will transform your seats into bunks. And most people wanted. And you were able to push the seats. And so two pairs of seats, one of the seats went up and the other went down, and you had four bunks flat across two pairs of seats. And you used anything as a pillow that you'd got, and you were flat. And you were aware that you were in a coach, and you'd wake up occasionally and realise you. But by and large, I had 8 hours sleep, and it was super. The fact that you lie down, you spread the weight.
Yeah,
you see,
right.
It's not all on your bottom or on the lower part of your back. And you can turn over one way or you can turn over the other way. And it was very good, but they haven't done that. You know, the next time we went, they hadn't got that sort of seating arrangement. And I don't know why, because that seems to me to be a first-rate way of travelling, you know. I mean, it's super. Anyway, do you want to use your hose? I mean, I'll put the car in the garage if you do. Well, I suppose I could leave mine out. You might do mine as well. Yes, the morning before last, I mean, it was so cold in the morning, it was such a heavy frost.
Pretty warm.
Bring the bulbs on.
Express goes up next week at other 5 points?
No.
Only this time, I mean, I just happen to catch sight of it. Here.
Good.
They hide it away. It just says your Sunday Express. But from next week, the price of your Sunday Express will be increased by 5 pence to 60 pence. The increase, the first for 16 months, is due to rises in production and newsprint costs.
Yeah. And the million pounds they're trying to give away as well. Oh, you're cold?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a coffee. Do you want one?
Yeah.